seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Yo, 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 yo. You already know who it is. It's Mr. Meowth himself. And that's right. We are back at it again with another Meowth episode where we create a safe space to talk about shared experiences with open dialogue. What the fuck is going on, y'all? It's your boy. And we're back. And I got some things to say to update y'all to just... you know, things to say, get some things off my chest. So what the fuck is up? You already know, first and foremost, I like to give thanks. So if you are watching, if you're listening, if you are playing, whatever the case may be, thank you, because without y'all, this is not possible. But yes, you already know how I like to start my episodes. We're going to start with the highs, we're going to start with the lows, and then we just going to go from there. Got it? All right, so my high, so I just completed my 34th year of life last week. And my birthday was really, really, really great. So originally the plan was to go to Vegas to go see Usher. I did not do that. Because I decided to be an adult and hang out with a lot of my friends here in Atlanta, because that's what I needed. I've already seen Usher live at his residency in Vegas, so I was just going again just to appreciate the king himself. Almost like, you know, seeing Beyonce twice. But I decided to stay here in Atlanta, do a lot of reflecting, relaxing, writing. I went on a hike. I got a massage. I went out on Saturday. Oh no, Friday I had to work. And then Saturday I went to a little R&B festival, which was cool. And then Sunday I had brunch. And then on my actual birthday, I went on a hike. And then I just relaxed the rest of the days that I had off from work. But I feel good. I feel like I'm in this like new era of like Marco the Prince of, I don't know, like 35 like hits different. I don't know if I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. It's just like last week I was 34, so I feel some type of way. And now that I'm 35, like I feel like all that shit from like my 30s to my 34th birthday, the lessons, you know, all that good stuff is like completely activated at 35, and I'm about to use those lessons and just like blossom and just do the things, if that makes sense, you know. So 35 hits different. I've never felt like this. I know like 35 is not like a milestone, but for me it feels like a milestone. You know, I got my house organized before. Y'all know how we do, y'all know how we do at the end of the year? We try to clean, well, we don't try, but I do. We try to clean everything in the house, wipe down everything, bleach everything. I did all that, you know, while I was off, just like to cleanse and just to know, like, this is a reset on life. Not a reset on life, but like a reset, like a start over. Like, this is like a new chapter, because then in the next 5 years, I'm going to be 40. And like, that is scary. It is very scary. Yeah, it's very scary to know that in 5 years I will be 40. But I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I'm appreciated. I'm loved. And most importantly, I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful for life and the lessons, the people that I've encountered, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or in between. So yeah, all I have is just peace and love to give to people, because what they gonna do? Shit. Actually, I should probably listen to that song. But yeah, so lows. The low is, I kind of don't know what's next for me, which I'm so used to, like, planning and organizing and this and that and yada, 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 which is great. I have this whole category over here filled out. I have this category filled out. But then it's like life. Like, what do I want to do career-wise? Like, for a living that I'm passionate about, you know. Not saying, like, being stuck is a bad thing. I think it's, like, I don't want to say, like, the most amazing thing on earth, but it is a good thing for you to sit still and just, like, reflect and think. So I'm just at that stage of, like, the I don't know phase, and I really hope that it does not, like, sit and dwell on me for too long, because that's not good. But, yeah. Yeah, so also what I wanted to say, so we're not going to do any rants or anything. I just want to get a few things off my chest, as I mentioned before. So this is what I got planned going on for Hear Me Out, because I know sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm there, sometimes y'all see me there, sometimes y'all see me there, which is cool. But I'm about to revamp it. I've been in the studio, my studio, as y'all can, I haven't showed y'all my studio, but it's okay. I set it up myself. Anyway, I'm revamping Hear Me Out. So I'm kind of going between the two of, like, formats, so to say. I'm not going to spoil them, but, like, I've just been trying to practice and get it down to see, like, maybe add something to the show from the other, like, format, or vice versa, or merge them both together and create just that. But, like, I'm still trying to figure out. It hasn't came to me yet. I've still been playing around, but so in the midst of me creating and revamping and coming up with a new show format, I'm going to clear my vault on my hard drive. So all the episodes that I have done that I have not, I mean, they're produced, they just haven't been sent out yet, because they were either personal, close to home, and it's just like, I don't really care. Because I'm not going to post it. I just needed a moment to just vent on the mic. Yeah, all these things. So you might learn something new about me, which is kind of exciting. I think it's about like 8 episodes, but I'm going to break them up and stuff. So yeah, I got y'all. I'm in the process of cleaning my vault. Hopefully my whole vault will be cleaned out before the new year. So then I could start the rollout of the new one. So that's what I got going on over here. One thing I also want to work on is, like, just talking about, like, the 35th year. I got to research that number, because it's been hitting home. Like, getting back to the old me. How do I say this? So, like, the old me would do, like, a lot of solo things and be a lone wolf and, you know, go to concerts and go out to eat and go to the movies and do shit like that, which, you know, someone always told me, like, I'm a popular learner, loner, which I like to consider myself that. So I'm getting back to him, because that's where I feel like I focus. Like, I still got friends. I'm still going, you know, communicate and do all this shit. But I got to start, like, focusing on, like, the shit that actually drives and makes me happy. Sorry, I'm just Googling the meaning of 35 to see what it actually says. So, you know, Google. So what is this? What is special about the number 35? 35 has two prime factors, 5 and 7, which also comes from the main factor pair 5 times 7, and comprise the second twin prime. Yeah. We're just trying to get to the spiritual stuff. 35 is known for the ways that three things can be selected from a 7 to 17 known as combination. No, okay, so that's not what I wanted. Anyway, I'm going to Google it. I'll probably do a whole episode about it because I think it's that important and we'll just do a whole reflection thing. That's exactly what I do. But yes, I'm also at the stage of my life where I am separating people from access to me. And there's nothing against them. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but some people just can't go everywhere you're going, you know? Yeah. Some people just can't go where you're going, and it's nice to just see how these people are either helping you or not helping you, and just acting on it, you know? Again, no hate, all peace, love, hair grease, all that shit, but you just got to know when to separate yourself. It's almost like almost knowing when it's time to leave a job. You know, you got to know when it's your time and you about to level up and you just be like, yeah, okay, all right. You're cool and all, but, you know, we'll see each other on the Instagram and shit. But it's also, I'm also grateful for learning that trait. I'm all studying and shit, learning that trait and actually applying that trait to life. I do think it's important. I think it's also important to step out of my daily comfort zone and purposely put myself in different rooms, even when I don't have the opportunity. Because, again, I own the space that I come into. Yeah, so that's what, like, you know, I know that was a lot, but yeah, that's how I'm feeling. I just want to be happy and just focus on the shit that I got going on. All these ideas that are in my head. I'm about to take over the world. Manifestation. And do the damn thing. Yes. It's so funny when I meet people throughout the city and they ask me if I like Atlanta. And sometimes I just never know how, like, to answer. Because obviously I enjoy Atlanta. I'm here. I don't travel as much, so I enjoy, like, the city life of Atlanta. But Atlanta is a bit, I was gonna say busy, but I also meant to say expensive as shit. But I don't know if I like Atlanta yet, is what I keep telling people. And I've been here almost 3 years. And they keep asking me why. And I normally don't have an answer because I just, you know, I literally don't know why I don't like Atlanta. But then I'm sitting during my birthday week and just reflecting and just writing about all the things down that I do like about Atlanta and maybe, I mean, no, not maybe, and making on the other side on the list of things that I don't like in Atlanta. Well, the good outweighed the bad. And I had to look at myself in the mirror. I looked at myself. Myself said, look at myself in the mirror and just realize, like, Georgia, outside of Atlanta is what I'm thinking of, has a lot to offer. I like hiking. There's mountains, I can go hiking, there's hookah, there's wings, I got the beach 4 hours away. And you know, I really don't have to travel anywhere for concerts. Like, Atlanta will always be a lit city to attend a concert at. So, just appreciating the things that I've already, like, experienced and, like, going back through, like, my photo album, like, damn, I really enjoy Atlanta. So it made me put a perspective on it, but what's going to make me enjoy it a little bit more is, like, knowing where I'm going and where I'm about to navigate and the plan that I have for myself. I felt like the first 3 years was me just getting my feet wet to see what I can do, what I can't do, or, you know, oh, let me try this, let me see if I do like it, if I don't like that, and just, like, discovering how you want your city life to be. Yeah, I know that was a lot, but, you know, just planning and plotting, the gubby, cooking and cleaning and cleaning and cooking and she be, but, Yeah, just planning and plotting and acting on the moment when it happens, and living in the moment. I've also realized like I did not get a lot of pictures or videos of myself or my friends on my birthday, and I always feel some type of way, because then I'd be like, oh, well, did I really enjoy myself or this, that, and the third? But we had a ball at brunch, and none of my people were on their phone. I mean, yes, they were on their phone, like taking a little bit of pictures. Like, I got a few pictures in my phone, but like, the amount of pictures that I normally have when I go to events versus the one that I got for my brunch, I was like, that means I was having a good time and I was not in my phone trying to capture the moment. I just wanted to be in the moment, which capturing the moment is still good, but I just wanted to feel good, you know, and just be in the moment and just embrace like love, life, sprout. I don't know what I was gonna say. Prosperity, that's what I was gonna say. I say I'm a lot. I gotta stop doing that. I need to take a Toastmasters class again. I'm actually gonna put that on my list to do so I can not say so many times. But yes, I don't know if there is pause. So also the podcast, the Open Relationship Podcast. Make sure y'all follow, share, subscribe on YouTube, on Instagram, in the things of the things. Support the guys and I. Yeah, because we doing the damn thing. But I forgot where I was going after that. There was one more thing that I needed to get off my chest. I really be trying to do this off the dome, and I don't know why. I mean, I think I'm pretty good at it, but like, notes also help. Marco. Yeah, accountability and acknowledgement. But yeah, I guess. Yeah, I don't know what this is what I was gonna say. So I happen to be on Twitter today, and I seen a commercial by Netflix that stated a hip hop story, womanhood, or woman rap, woman hip hop rap. Hip hop and rap. I don't know. It was something along those lines. And I don't really care about the title because I'm actually very upset at whoever produced this. Again, it's not out, so this is only a 30-second clip, so this is my before reaction. And then hopefully I have a different reaction later after I watch it. But I seen probably like a minute commercial with majority of the women in the hip hop industry. So you saw Queen Latifah, you saw MC Light, you saw I think SWV, you saw Remy Ma. No, SWV is R&B Marco. Like you saw Sweetie, you saw Cardi B. I don't know, you know, the things of the things, right? I will say in this 1 minute clip, I did not see Nicki Minaj. And I say that to say, I am not a Barb, y'all. I am a fan. But we gotta put some respect on Nicki's name. Not we, as in me, but we as like the community and the culture. You know, just hoping y'all trying to say it louder for the niggas in the back. Because why wasn't she in the preview? And I going to make sure I watch it on August 9th because I want to see if she is in this documentary. Because if she is not, I am going to act a damn fool on this goddamn internet because y'all are not going to act like that woman has ran her course for a whole decade. The videos, the lyrics, the pen writing. Please don't play with her and please don't play with me, because that, oh, y'all gotta stop this. I'm getting a little frustrated, and I'm not even a bard, but like, I enjoy Nicki Minaj music. So if she is not in Woman History Hip Hop, I'm gonna find the name actually. 1 second, I'm gonna be very upset. And I know it's going to be a little heartening if she is not, because I'm sorry, I'm trying to find this title. August 9th. Oh yes. New Netflix docuseries honors women who shaped hip hop. Mm-hmm. That's what it's but the title of it is Watch Ladies First, A Story of Women in Hip Hop. And they have it listed, limited series coming August 9th. Queen Latifah, MC Light, Lotto, Sweetie, and more provide commentary in this expansive documentary series videos. So if Nicki's not in this, or Missy Elliott, I'm going to be very upset, because if there's no Missy Elliott, there's no really hip-hop or videos or anything along the lines of creativity. Yeah. But yeah, I had to get that little thing off my chest. But so look, that was the last thing. I feel good. I feel great. I'm about to shower and take my black ass to sleep. So thank y'all for pushing play. Again, make sure you follow me on the socials at Marco the Prince on Instagram, and This Is Hear Me Out on Instagram. The website will be back up. I know it's down. We're having some technical difficulties of creativity and how I want it. Yeah, so stay forward to that, or look forward to that. Stay forward, look forward. Hey, you could do both. But yeah. All right, y'all. Appreciate y'all. Stay up.